This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Denny, what do you think about the problem of peak oil?
You mean the scientific realization that our total worldwide oil production will peak by 2008 and then it's going to decline?
Exactly. The problem is much more serious than high gas prices. Oil itself will become increasingly scarce.
I think that ethical analysis can help.
Of course.
First, let's seek to understand the full benefits and burdens of our current arrangement. Is there any good reason to change what we're doing today?
We know that China and India's appetites for oil are growing rapidly in competition with ours. We know that fossil fuel use harms the environment and promotes global warming. And fighting wars over oil has incredible costs, too.
Those are lots of reasons to change our ways.
Okay, I can see that ethical analysis motivates us to recognize the impact of our behavior rather than deny it.
Then ethics suggests some of the characteristics of a good solution. In the big picture, we have an ethical obligation to take into account the needs of our future generations and to lessen our impact on the natural environment. For example, public transportation responds to both of those.
In the meantime, individuals can act locally and immediately. We can fall in love with our bicycles again. We can drive smaller cars and use them less. We can conserve heating oil as well. Heck, shower with a friend. We can still lead a good life living within the limits of our natural resources.
How can you better live within limits? Brainstorm with your family and tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.
Our music by Eric Hutchins.